Barracuda.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It says the biodetectors have gone off. We think there's been a botulism toxin attack.
At the White House.
At the White House. And we had all been exposed to it. And had we inhaled it, we could easily be dead. Steve Hadley reported, very formal, really good man, says, Mr. President, we'll have mice tested soon. And we kind of chuckled and said, well, if the mice are feet up, we're goners, and if they're feet down, we're fine. And
so some of the most powerful people in the country are waiting to see if a bunch of lab mice die.
Up or
and
down.
If they die, you're dead.
Yeah, that's what it was. And the reason I tell the story is because it's hard for people to remember that right after 9/11, we were inundated with threats.
Inundated, okay. The best of the best, whether it is talk radio hosts, talk radio stations, talk radio programs and callers, we have it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the issues. Most of them are political, some pop culture things. This is, I guess, a combination of both. George Bush is on the swing, and he has made a lot of people. This is an interesting scenario. You've heard, I'm sure, the story by now. The president's book was ready to release a month ago, and he wanted to get out on the stump talking about the book, but because it outs so many Republican stories that are negative, there are a number of people who apparently are trying to take credit for getting him to back off, and he did. Said, I'll wait till after the election, and then I'll hit the road. So the day after the election, he hit the road. And he's been talking about lots of things. Some of the reports are interesting. Some are silly. Some seem fun. Some are serious. Some are angry. But the president is telling his story. And that was him there talking to Matt Lauer. He was told a couple of days after September 11th there may have been a bioterror attack at the White House. And you heard him kind of stumble through there. That's what we'd expect from President Bush. And I'm going to try not to become there's not another page here in the Bush bashing book, but some of the stories are pretty compelling, pretty interesting, and most people who, again, whether you like George Bush or don't like him, affable guy, and it's been a couple of years since he was in the spotlight, so let's have the spotlight shining. He spoke to Lauer in one of his interviews. I think he's going to be on with Oprah. He's got a lot of things scheduled for this week. He's on with Limbaugh, I think. This week, radio and television, the interview kicked off a mega media tour. In fact, the book is called Decision Points. Are you going to buy it? 800-510-8255. What do you think? Whether you like George Bush or not, it's probably some pretty good stories. Or do you think you'll hear them all, the important ones, told on radio and television? So why bother to read the book? Well, it's a subject for lots of discussion. He said that John McCain left him puzzled when he was running for the presidency. McCain is not very happy about that. He said he thought Barack Obama was impressive. That's okay. A couple of things right there that you want. 800-510-8255. Here President Bush talks about why he didn't overreact when he was told about the attacks on the World Trade Center.
That videotape of you sitting there. And now that we know in hindsight you had just been given that news and you sat there and it was 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. And I made the decision not to jump up and create a chaotic scene because people are going to be watching my reaction.
And, you know, and it's also in the eye of the beholder because the supporters of George Bush look at those 7 minutes on tape and say he was trying to show an air of calm. The critics of George Bush say he was in shock.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to debate the critics as to whether or not I was in shock or not. I wasn't, and they can read the book, and they can draw their own conclusion.
He made a brief statement at the school.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Then he and his staff boarded Air Force One.
You said, let's go back to Washington, and they didn't let you. But can you not overrule them at that period?
I can, but there is an issue of the continuity of government.
And so Air Force One stayed away from the Capitol, flying first to Louisiana, then Nebraska, while incredibly, President Bush found it hard to get a reliable phone connection to Washington.
So I'm on Air Force One that had a communication system that was antiquated.
Yeah, I was surprised to read that.
And I was surprised that it was the case. And I was getting fleeting glimpses of the news as we went from TV market to TV market. I watched these buildings collapse from Air Force One, and it was a very emotional moment for all of us, not just me, but for everybody involved.
You gave an order at some point during that morning. There was still chaos.
Yeah.
Nobody knew if there were other planes. And you had to give an order that the U.S. military had the authority to shoot down any plane, whether it was a Cessna or a commercial airliner, that did not respond to commands to land.
Right. We had made the decision to clear the skies of all aircraft. The only safe course of action was to say no airplanes, and any airplane that shows up that does not respond to fighter escort would get shot down.
In fact, when Flight 93 went down in that field in Shanksville, there was a time where you didn't know whether that plane had gone down because of your order.
I had a sickening feeling.
George Bush talking about the attacks on the World Trade Center, his memoir now out, his feud with McCain reignited, straining to have a relationship with Dick Cheney. Apparently it started to fall apart over the Libby decision. He was the decider, after all. He was happy to call himself the decider. And have you made up your mind yet about the book, 800-510-8255, about George Bush? Has your mind changed? If you want to text us an answer, that's fine. Text line is 646-926-DOUG. You can answer on twitter.com/goodday show as well. The talkradiocountdown.com website has this story and others that we cover on a daily basis. Your review of the top hits in talk radio, talk television. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown at 13 past the hour.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me in the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With FinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With FinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check.
Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit FinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks. FinVerified.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
800-510-8255. Time, in about 15 minutes or so, we'll start taking your calls after we listen to the various bits and pieces. The president, though, presenting the president, former president, his point of view, and we have a lot of excerpts from the Matt Lauer interview, which is what lots of people are talking about. Book number one for President Bush. Here is the president eager, seemingly, to explain why he ordered the controversial use of waterboarding.
Let's talk about waterboarding.
Okay.
We believe America is going to be attacked again. There's all kinds of intelligence coming in. And one of the high-valued Al-Qaeda operatives was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, chief operating officer of Al-Qaeda, ordered the attack on 9/11. And they said, he's got information. I said, find out what he knows. And so I said to our team, are the techniques legal? and a legal team says, yes, they are. And I said, use them.
Why is waterboarding legal, in your opinion?
Because the lawyer said it was legal. He said it did not fall within the Anti-Torture Act. I'm not a lawyer. But you got to trust the judgment of people around you, and I do.
You say it's legal, and the lawyers told me.
Yeah.
Critics say that you got the Justice Department to give you the legal guidance and the legal memos that you wanted. Tom Kaine, who was a former Republican co-chair of the 9/11 Commission, said they got legal opinions they wanted from their own people.
He obviously doesn't know.
All right. So the writer and producer of the program, an executive decision here, because there's so much good material from the Matt Lauer interview. We're going to stick with that. So if you didn't watch it, you didn't hear any excerpts on any talk radio programs, we'll get it straight from the horse's mouth. Or some of you who don't like George Bush, I think it comes straight from another part of his body. And that's not the point. The point is that there are a lot of good questions and the decisions here. There won't be many new answers in most of the interviews that he does. This seems to hit the highlights of most of the controversy, most of the emotion, most of the moments that come from his book, Decision Points. So if you're a Bush lover, I guess you're going to enjoy the next 10, 12, 14 minutes as we're picking pieces out of this NBC interview with Matt Lauer. And then we'll go straight to your calls at 800-510-8255 about George Bush, about the book, what he ordered, what he decided, what you think about George Bush today, different than it was 2 years ago. Here Lauer asks the president about the decision to go to war in Iraq. You can imagine how everybody sort of looking for this page in the book and the controversy over the weapons of mass destruction.
In a conversation, I think over lunch you had with Dick Cheney in the period of build up to the war in Iraq, he said to you, are you going to take care of this guy or not? First of all, I was surprised by the tone that the vice president would use with you. Was it surprising to you?
No. I mean, that's we have a very frank relationship, and he would give me his unvarnished advice.
Right, but his comment leads to the question, was Dick Cheney pushing you to go to war with Iraq?
It didn't matter whether he was or not. I am the guy who makes the decisions as to when we move. I was trying to give diplomacy a chance to work, and he might have been saying, let's go. But I said no.
He says he eventually decided to go to war based on Saddam Hussein's defiance and what seemed to be rock-solid intelligence.
On the subject of WMDs, George Tenet famously said it's a slam dunk, the intelligence.
Yes,
the intelligence is. So by the time you gave the order to start military operations in Iraq, did you personally have any doubt, any shred of doubt about that intelligence?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
Not everybody thought you should go to war, though. There were dissenters.
Of course there were.
Did you say to them,
I was a dissenting voice.
George Bush was a dissenter, not a decider. Notice when he was asked the question about whether Dick Cheney pushed him to go to war, he didn't say no. He didn't really answer the question. But it's okay. Well, people will parse this and pick it apart bit by bit by bit. George Bush and his thoughts and what he thought. Coming up in a few moments, the relationship with Dick Cheney. Again, something pretty strained, as was his relationship with John McCain in this book, which, by the way, I think is in bookstores now, if I'm not mistaken. President takes dead aim at McCain's presidential campaign. He says it was run very badly. Among other things, Bush questions why McCain, who was his rival back in 2000, remember, didn't better capitalize politically on the financial crisis. Bush writes that he was puzzled by McCain's handling of the crisis, which included suspending his campaign and calling for a White House meeting on a proposed rescue package. Lots of relative conversation as we continue here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, continuing on now, the focus on this controversial book. That's why it will sell, because it's controversial. That's why he'll get on to important radio and television. He was the president of the United States, for heaven's sakes. If people are going to pay attention to him, he was very controversial. 800-510-8255. If he were really smart, he'd go on not maybe with Keith Olbermann, but one of those. He'd go on with Ed Schultz. The day after he goes on with Rush Limbaugh, he'd go on with Ed Schultz. And you know, people will treat him respectfully in terms of, you know, being, well, just, he doesn't need help selling the book. Let's put it that way. Here's the president focusing on his thoughts because he didn't think Dick Cheney was a help. He was thinking, well, maybe I got to replace Cheney as the vice president.
In the summer of 2003, Vice President Dick Cheney, one of the main advocates for the war and a lightning rod for its critics, made a surprising suggestion.
When you are getting ready to run for re-election, he comes to you.
Yes, he does.
And he says to you, Mr. President, if you want to run with somebody else, it's okay.
Yeah.
And what surprised me in the book is he didn't just say, no, Dick, it's you. You know, you dance with the one you came with, and it's us forever. You waited a couple of weeks to make that decision, and it sounds a little to me like you left him twisting in the wind.
No, not at all. I'm a deliberate person. And, I thought about it, but I came down to this conclusion. He was a solid advisor. He never went around my back. When I made a decision, he supported it. And I liked him a lot.
During those first 3 years of your presidency, you heard the rumors out there. Everybody was saying, Dick Cheney is the guy. He's the president behind the scenes. He's running the White House. And you had to deal with that in another way, too. You had the whole Karl Rove, Bush's brain thing.
Yeah.
How much did that sting? And would have replacing Dick Cheney on the ticket might have eliminated
that? Well, that's an interesting question, because had I said to Dick, you're gone, because I'm worried about people's perceptions of me, it would have been a shallow, narrow-minded, self-serving decision.
Well, there are a lot of people who will be happy to hear you say that, and that I'm betting that piece of audio is going to get played a lot. Shallow, self-serving decision. He's the decider. 800-510-8255. What are you thinking so far about this? As I said a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us, we've taken excerpts from the George Bush interview about Decision Points, his book with Matt Lauer, all of the high points that were the knots, if you will, in all of the years that Bush was president, getting addressed here pretty well. Here are the, let's go down to the president, Michael, telling a shocking story from his youth regarding an incident involving his mother.
And one of them is a poignant story you tell about your mom having a miscarriage when you were just a teenager.
Yeah.
And you were the one who drove her to the hospital, and you write, quote, "I never expected to see the remains of the fetus, which she had saved in a jar to bring to the hospital. There was a human life, a little brother or sister. You and she had never talked publicly about this story until she gave you permission."
Right.
"To write about it in this book."
And that's why you're asking me, because had my mother said, "Son, I don't know when you're talking about it," it wouldn't have been in the book. I put the story in the book as a part of the tale. I thought it was very important for people to understand my relationship with my mom.
What did you learn about her through that experience?
One, she trusted me. And when you're a teenage kid, you know, you're kind of self-absorbed person, and your mom says, "I trust you." It's a boost in confidence. And my mom is what I learned was she's a straightforward person.
Right.
She says to her teenage kid, "Here's a fetus."
It's also, though, impossible not to draw parallels between that moment where you said this was a little brother or sister and your views on life.
That's
and
true.
When it begins.
No question that affected me by philosophy. That we should respect life, and I was a pro-life president. But the purpose of the story really wasn't to try to show the evolution of a pro-life point of view. It's really to show how my mom and I developed a relationship.
Most everybody knows, and I think it comes through from what I hear in this book, his mother's relationship, the most important relationship in his life. Frankly, he never had a great relationship with his father, but his mother really controlled a lot of what happened to him during his life, and you see that even when he was president, relationship with the daughters, et cetera, et cetera. More from the president's interview and the book coming up on the countdown.
Gentlemen, have you thought about trying Viagra but don't want to talk about it with your family doctor? Call Lifestyle Pharmaceuticals. Order the real Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis in just minutes over the phone, as little as $6 a dose. No prior prescription needed. Just answer a few confidential health questions, and upon doctor's approval, your product is shipped discreetly right to your door. Also available, Phentermine, Ambien, Soma, and many more. Call Lifestyle Pharmaceuticals, 1-800-407-6252. That's 1-800-407-6252.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen, a bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Now, 33 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, focusing on George Bush and his new book and your views. A lot of interesting interviews are going on this week. Oprah has an interview with Katherine Jackson, Michael's mother, that won't, I don't know, depends on how you look at things, whether that'll be as interesting or controversial. A lot of books come out this time of year because just for Christmas and people, I mean, this is not, hello. There's no brilliance to the strategy here. Christmas is coming, so people are going to want to buy books to give them for various reasons. That's why all these books are floating around everywhere. And this has been an anticipated book for lots of different reasons. A lot of people wanted to see if somebody would clean up George Bush's writing or discussion style as much as anything else. So he's talking to Matt Lauer here, and we've decided to pick the important aspects of the interview out and present them to you, and then we'll take your calls. That's it. No other input today, at least from the at least in this hour, from those who are eschewing the book from sea to shining sea. This is a big interview for Matt Lauer, and he's the right one for this. He's moderate and yet strong. Here, the president talks about events surrounding Hurricane Katrina, including the unfortunate picture doing a heck of a job, Brownie comment, and Kanye West is an interesting, well, we've heard already bits and pieces about his being upset or hurt by what Kanye West said, so let's listen to him explain that.
Let's get to the picture that we may have seen more of you in the last couple of years of your presidency than any other picture. You're sitting in Air Force One, you're flying back toward Washington, you fly right over New Orleans, and you look out the window.
Yes, huge mistake.
And it made you look so out of touch.
Detached. And uncaring, no question about it. And
whose fault was it?
It's always my fault. I should have touched down in Baton Rouge, met with the governor, you know, walked out and said, I hear you. I mean, we know, we understand, and we're going to, you know, help the state and help the local governments with as much resources as needed. And then got back on a float up to Washington. I did not do that and paid a price for it.
The other moment where seemed to be a huge disconnect between you and the people, especially the people on the ground, was famously with FEMA Director Mike Brown.
Yeah.
You know, we were all watching and we were broadcasting images of misery.
No, I know.
He says the comment came after he met with the governors of Alabama and Mississippi, both Republicans who both praised Brown.
I tend to boost people's spirits during difficult times. And these two governors saying, this guy's doing a good job. Of course, I say, and Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. Basically, what I was saying is, good job. You're doing what we expect you to do.
That's not what we were seeing.
Yeah, exactly. I understand. I mean, so the only thing I can tell you is, you're right.
And you write that critics turned your words of encouragement into a clubbed bludgeon. You.
They did.
About a week after the storm hit, NBC aired a telethon.
Yes.
Asking for help for the victims of Katrina. We had celebrities coming in to ask for money, and I remember it vividly because I hosted it. And at one part of the evening, I introduced Kanye West. Were you watching?
Nope.
You remember what he said?
Yes, I do. Call me a racist.
Well, what he said was, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's because I said he's a racist. And I didn't appreciate it then, and I don't appreciate it now. It's one thing to say, you know, I don't appreciate the way he's handled his business. It's another thing to say this man's a racist. I resent it. It's not true. And it was one of the most disgusting moments of my presidency.
Wow. Okay. That's hitting it. That's as it should be. Yeah, why not, right? 800-DISGUSTING. 800-510-8255. George Bush focusing on the financial crisis in the book. His relationship with John McCain in the book. What he thought about Barack Obama in the book, and Kanye West, Sarah Palin, his mother, Dick Cheney, just it really is a pretty far reaching, about everything that happened that was controversial, it needed to have an airing, or at least he wanted to have his say about it, whether you believe it or you don't believe it's not important. Will this book sell? 800-510-8255. Will you buy it? Okay, a couple of more excerpts from the interview, and then we're going to get straight to your calls. President Bush here talking about his problems earlier on in his life with alcohol.
As an adult, he admits he was a heavy drinker.
You call it a West Texas expression about guys who drink, and you said last night he thought he was a 10.
Right.
In fact, he was an ass.
That's right.
And does that describe how you get on occasions?
Yeah, I did. Sometimes, absolutely. You know, I said some stupid things.
Tell me the story about the dinner party.
Okay, so here's one of the worst.
That's what we want. We want the worst.
Well, you found it.
Yeah.
So I'm drunk at the dinner table at Mother and Dad's house in Maine. And my brothers and sister are there, Laura's there, and I'm sitting next to a beautiful woman, friend of Mother and Dad's. And I said to her out loud, what is sex like after 50?
Silence.
I mean, total silence. And not only silence, but like serious daggers.
From your mom.
Yeah. And my wife.
The point of the story is to say alcohol had a control over you and you didn't have control over
that's
alcohol.
That's right. No, right.
He says his faith helped him quit cold turkey just after his 40th birthday.
Throughout your presidency, there were times because people knew your background drinking, where the rumors would start to go around. They'd say,
he's drinking again. Sure.
You know, he's at the. So talk to me. During the most stressful times of your presidency, 9/11, Iraq, Katrina, you never fell off the wagon?
No, of course not.
Not a sip?
No, I haven't had a sip of alcohol since 1986.
Temptation?
Yeah, I was through.
George Bush talking about his problems with alcohol. I wonder, I'm looking through, I did not see the interview, and I'm looking through several different descriptions of it. I don't see a question about the movie W that was done by Oliver Stone and whether or not that was an accurate portrayal, as a lot of people who have known George Bush through the years think it is. I don't see anything about that. But lots of other things are here. Pretty interesting so far, don't you think, really? Yeah, honestly, come on. Whether you like George Bush or not, this is interesting stuff. 800-510-8255. One more excerpt from the interview, and then we'll get to your calls. Matt Lauer here, asking President Bush about his relationship with his dad.
You learn a little bit about the relationship between you and your father in a letter that he wrote to you on the occasion of your inauguration as governor of Texas.
Yeah.
Do you have your glasses?
I can't read it. You're going to have to read it.
Do you mind if I read a little bit for you?
Here's the thing you just got to understand. If you want me to weep, let me read some of the letters that he has written to me as a son. I mean, you can read it.
Let me read a part of it.
Thank you for doing that.
These cufflinks are my most treasured possession. They were given to me by Mom and Dad on June 9th, that day in 1943, when I got my Navy wings at Corpus Christi. I want you to have them now, for in a sense, you are getting your wings as you take the oath of office as our governor. You have sacrificed for us. You have given us your unwavering loyalty and devotion. And now it's our turn.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, as I said, I could barely get through it listening to you read it. Oh, yeah, I know. There's a lot of psycho Bible out there that, you know, he and I compete, and W is trying to, you know, overshadow his father. And I said, look, I think people would be surprised to learn
that this relationship is based upon love.
Why would people be surprised by that?
Well, because it's not as complex as some would like it to be. I admired him, and he never disappointed me. He was always a great father. And so when it came time to run for president, I was motivated in large part. Look, I wanted to run. I had an agenda. I had a team of people I was comfortable with. The truth of the matter is the final motivating factor was my admiration for George Bush, and I wondered whether or not I had what it took to get in the arena like he did.
I don't buy that at all. He doesn't understand psychology. He doesn't understand himself. That's the of all the things that I've heard in the last half hour, that's the one I think is the biggest crock. There were all kinds of stories from inside and around about his making decisions. The people who were advisors to his father kept telling him, please don't do, like, for example, a war in Iraq. And he wanted to make his own statement, and it did. So he may love it. I think you can love your father. I'm not disputing that. That's not for me to try to figure out whether he loved his father, but he paid. I think he was disrespectful to his father. And by the way, you don't become an alcoholic like that. I speak from experience. If you're a parent, I'm not an alcoholic, but I was around alcoholic parent. And you don't do that on your own. It doesn't. If the parents really care, they know what's going on with you, and there's something that happens. There's an intervention. And I'm sort of surprised, either by the father or the mother, and I don't know that this is addressed any more strongly than this in the book, but there's something about that statement that seems not genuine. But other than that, I'm thinking this is a pretty interesting book. Not that that isn't interesting, it just I don't buy it. That's my own read on it, and that's the only comment I'm going to make, because your turn is up now before us at 800-510-8255. I know there are a long line of people who want to say, George Bush the Terrible. I've said that 100 times. Nothing new there. Can we come up with some new stuff? If you feel compelled, you got to tell us that George was a horrible president. Yeah. We all know that. But there are a lot of people who are now saying, my God, look at the president we have now. Could there be anybody that was worse for president than Obama? Yeah, George Bush, no, back and forth. Isn't it a kind of sad reality that we're talking about this job, important position as it is, and we have lousy people that get into these jobs? Why do you think that is? That's maybe a sidebar conversation for us here. 800-510-8255. So good, bad, or indifferent, your feelings about him as president may affect your feelings about the book and whether it's worthwhile. We'll find that out in a moment as the countdown continues.
Today, traditional vacations like local ski trips and shoreline getaways are giving way to unique experiences like noshing at culinary hotspots in Singapore and visiting eco-friendly cities in India. What's clear is travelers want to personalize their vacations to reflect their lifestyle. That's why the Marriott Rewards credit card team created a sweepstakes program that puts the winner in complete control to plan a unique and special vacation, according to Tina Chin of Chase Card Services.
This October and November, card members are entered to win the ultimate Marriott vacation grand prize worth up to $25,000. They also have an opportunity to win various daily prizes every time they swipe their Marriott Rewards credit card. Whether card members are looking for a romantic escape for two, a culinary experience with friends, or a getaway with the entire family, the ultimate stay sweepstakes allows them to tailor the trip to their individual lifestyle.
No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For more information and official rules, visit chase.com/ultimate stay. I'm Lee Shepherd.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. We're talking about George Bush's memoirs, Decision Points. Our poll today at the Countdown website, you can go to DougStephan.com. You can also go to TalkRadioCountdown.com. The question is, do you plan to read George Bush's book? A, yes, he's a brilliant strategist and author. B, yes, it's an inside look at history. C, no, he's an embarrassment to himself and others. D, no, he screwed up the country and the economy so badly, I don't have enough money for the book. E, no, I'm waiting for Dick Cheney's book. All right, you can go to the website. We'd love to have your thoughts on this. Clay Kohut, who is in charge of our social media, monitoring this on Twitter, Facebook, and elsewhere. Comments there, Clay?
Few comments here, Doug. The first one's from Chris Hort, who says, I'm very interested in reading Decision Points. The book was written by a president that was leading our country when the nation was changed on 9/11. And this guy was also in the military, I believe. Mm-hmm. Another user, Guam H, says, I quite like the title adapted by Bush for his autobiography, Decision Points, deciding which country in the Middle East to bomb first. And then Rumina says, George Bush's book, Decision Points, has reached out today. Two words, burn it. And then the last one I got here, Doug, 5VII5 says, George Bush has released Decision Points. Get your crayons out, kids.
Okay. You could have expected all of that. And actually, some of that stuff is funny. 800 doesn't take away from some of the interesting things, the points there. that are made here. 800-510-8255. David calls the countdown from Lynchburg, Virginia. Yes, David, you're on the air live. Hi.
Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
George Bush, he may not have been a perfect person and a perfect president. There's very few perfect presidents. However, he did secure our borders. He did increase security and protect all of us from the terrorist threats, and that is still felt today because just the recent bombs that they caught, that didn't start just yesterday from anybody just putting something into play. Obama hasn't done anything to beef up security. He's actually weakened our security by by putting our CIA on trial and letting everybody else know what our tactics are, and George Bush has protected us, and his policy for protection has protected us up until now. Mm-hmm. And as long as Obama doesn't weaken or do any more stupid CIA trials or whatever you want, I think that George Bush should be patted on the back for what he did, because being in the military. I was in an information gathering, and I had a lot of opportunities to read a lot of information of where we should assassinate and take out people, where we didn't take out people. We had Osama bin Laden in our sights several times, and we never took the shot.
Yep. All right, sir. Thank you for expressing yourself. 800-510-8255. Fred in Maryland. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think George Bush will go down in history along with Ronald Reagan as two of the worst presidents in the history of the United States. Ronald Reagan was an awful president. When Ronald Reagan took office, the national deficit was under $1 trillion. When he left, it was $5.5 trillion, and along comes Bush and doubles it. But yet we want Republicans to take care of a mess that they started. We had awful, as far as our relationships with foreign countries when George Bush was the president, he was awful. And for anybody, for even this guy to just walk around with the mess that he's left this country is really a shame. That I think that anybody would honor him as a decent president. He was an awful president.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Wonders.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How strong is your interest in this George Bush book? President on the Road, participating in interviews this week to promote the book again called Decision Points. His account of his presidency's key moments. You heard earlier here the first interview, bits and pieces from Matt Lauer. He's also going to go on Oprah Winfrey and Rush Limbaugh shows this week. He's also hitting Fox News for a series of interviews. There are a lot of details about a lot of things that went on during his presidency. He said, quote, "I thought the financial crisis gave John McCain his best chance to mount a comeback. In periods of crisis, voters value experience and judgment over youth and charisma. By handling the challenge in a statesmanlike way, John could make a case he was the better candidate." He asked McCain to hold off on a meeting, citing concerns that it might jeopardize talks between congressional negotiators and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Bush said McCain ignored his appeals, handed Obama an opportunity to describe him as erratic. Not a lot of love lost between McCain. McCain didn't ask him to campaign for him. Bush thought he could help with the base, and he didn't. McCain's decision to put Sarah Palin on as his running mate, this interesting sort of tidbit back and forth. Karl Rove told friends that he didn't think Palin was qualified to be president, and George Bush apparently agrees with that. So there it is. More for the base, and lots of chewing going on here. 800-510-8255. Andy, listening to the countdown in Texas, George Bush and George Bush the father both live there. What do you think about Bush there, Andy?
Just wanted to say that I voted for President Bush twice, and I like pretty much what he's doing. And the only other thing I don't like about the president is the fact that he did bail out the bankers. I understand the Secretary of the Treasury, you know, he relies on him, but still, that's the one big down check is that the president went along with that and left those guys in charge instead of putting them in jail. But with regard to the war, I think the president did great, and I just, you know, hope he's having a good time in retirement.
All right, your hopes and wishes for the president in comments at 800-510-8255. Again, you can go to our the other line we have set up is the text line 646-926. Doug, here's Mary listening in Ohio to the countdown.
Good morning. I guess Bush has put on his 10-gallon hat and said, "You're damn right. I was for waterboarding." He should be convicted of war crimes. The bad thing is the teabaggers and the people on the right will think, "Oh, wow, he's a big guy." They still believe Nixon didn't commit a crime. My problem with Bush, he sent 4,000 troops. I'm surprised there's not people out there protesting that their kid died because he sent them to the wrong country to fight a war. He should be tried for treason. He's just dog meat.
All right, we understand where Mary's coming from. Don't have to ask too many questions for clarification there. Tim in Tacoma, Washington, with his findings on the Bush book.
I see there sure is a lot of anxiety about President Bush. It sure is a sure contrast with Obama in the White House, bad-mouthing our country, running around, apologizing for America. This is America. We fought real hard to be a country, and we have a lot of convictions. President Bush, even though you never heard President Bush blame anyone for anything, he took the responsibility. And the fact is, and let's talk about this, if President Clinton had gone and actually taken Osama bin Laden when he was offered up by Sudan and by the people, maybe Mr. bin Laden would already be taken care of. And the fact that people want to blame President Bush for 9/11 and all these things, President Bush at least had the conviction to go and fight and protect America and not hide under his desk or apologize or blame somebody else.
All right. The blame game. Art, you're in Georgia, and you have the last word in this hour on George Bush and the book.
George Bush will go down in history as the worst president ever. He was the beginning of the end of America. He'll be down in history. I think intellect will be determined if you voted for him and if you were dumb enough to vote for him for the second time. He plunged us into economic disaster. He lied us into a war that cost lives of Americans and foreigners. I think he will be the worst president in history.
All right, you've heard that before. Talk Radio Countdown acknowledges the following sources: Fox News, CBS, NBC, C-SPAN, John Gambling, Joe Crummy, your calls and comments. The Countdown is written by Jeff Clothie. I'm Doug Steffen.